Martha Winston yesterday. I was shocked and disgusted by what I heard on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Guest Michelle Zauder, also known as Japanese Breakfast, was laughingly describing her experience of eating a live octopus with its cut-off arms or tentacles still pulsating. This insensitive description of eating a live, living individual brought to mind the great Greek mathematician Pythagoras, who said that man will not experience peace and joy as long as he brutalizes his fellow species. Anyone who thinks that an octopus is of less value than we are should watch the Netflix documentary, My Octopus Teacher, in which a diver who gains the trust of an octopus films it for a year.
Cindy St. George from Palmer, Mass. Right now I'm hearing the roundtable talking about it's Monday, day of closing arguments for the George Floyd case. The African-American man, Malcolm, who's speaking, is speaking such truth. As I'm listening to all of you comment, I can't help but thinking, where is Dr. Graham? Where is Reverend King at a time like this? We need leaders to rise up and say, follow me.
John Kelly, Reedsboro, Vermont, calling in regards to this morning's commentary by Lucas Willard, in which he made his opinion that the January 6th insurrection was done by armed people. Nowhere, and I repeat, nowhere has a fact been put out there that those people were armed. They found two bombs. That's not a weapon. That's not a gun.
Hi, this is David Childs, Johnstown, New York. Joe Donahue's retrospective interview with former Vice President Walter Mondale in 2010 sounded as if it was conducted today, as Mondale listed imperative issues like infrastructure, education, and even global warming, meaning the wheels of democracy work slowly.